Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Everybody knows that if you're a man and your daughter has to use the bathroom and she's not old enough to go on her own, you bring her to the men's room. Mm-hmm. And if you're a woman and your son needs to use the potty, you go to the women's room. It's whatever gender the adult is that brings the child to that gender's bathroom. Agreed?
Well, yes, I agree with you, Tad, but there's a dad that made a blog post talking about how he only takes his daughter into the women's room, and people are like, yeah, go, Dad, and I'm like, what? That's weird.
Having to announce yourself, like, excuse me, all of that could be avoided if the dude just took his daughter to the men's room.
Oh, I think he's being a great dad. Y'all are dogging on him. Come on.
He's being a creeper. Marion Conyers.
So I always took my son in the ladies' room. But the very first time I decided that, okay, it's time for him to go in the men's room, I lost him.
What?
We were at the Infinite Energy Center, I think it was. We were at a graduation, mm-hmm. and I was taking him to the bathroom. So I stood at the door, and I said, I will stand at the door, use it, and I'll be right here. Mm-hmm. Well, what I didn't know was, you go in one way and out the other. So I'm standing and standing and standing, and he doesn't come out. And so then I kind of put my head in and yelled his name, and he doesn't respond. Luckily, I got a call from a coworker. She goes, I have your son. I'm like, what? What do you have my son?
What you didn't know is that men's bathrooms are like Narnia. You go in there, there's a Hooters actually in the back.
Yes, I had no idea. No idea.
Yeah, stay out of there. You'll interrupt our pool game. Diane and Decula.
So my oldest son was developmentally disabled, and so forever, even as an adult, I had to take him in the women's bathroom. Mm-hmm. At one of his brother's high school game, my ex-husband, his dad, said, I'll take him. So he took him in to the men's room. They both have like size 9 and size 11 tennis shoes. They're in the same stall. And my son does this thing where he puts his mouth on your back, kind of like a, you know, greeting. So my husband yells, no teeth, no teeth. In the men's bathroom.
Oh, no. In high school. Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
I have this thing where I'll go jogging and people can't see the earbuds because they're so small and stuff. And a lot of times when I'm jogging, I'll get on the phone. So I'll call my mom while I'm jogging. And it'll always be just as I'm running by a woman that my mom will pick up the phone and I'll say, hey, mama. You ever see something that's a debate and you're like, this is so ridiculous. Why is it a debate? The whole world has gone mad. If you have kids and they have to go to the bathroom, do you take them to the men's or women's bathroom? So if I have my son, Sam, obviously I'm a boy.
Right.
Sam's a boy. Yeah. We go to the boys' room.
Right.
There's no question. But now I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to go. Do I go to the men's room? Do I take her to the men's room? Or do I take her to the women's room? Mm. And for some reason, there's this article, it's like USA Today, where a dad took his daughter into the women's room.
He actually regularly takes his daughter into the women's room.
And he says he has to announce it when he walks. Yeah. He's like, hey, everybody. How embarrassing. Why wouldn't you just take her to the men's room?
This dad's argument is that the men's room is no place for a young lady. And I'm thinking, well, the women's room is no place for a grown man. And it's on this webpage, right, Kara? I think it's Today's Show.
It's USA Today.
Yeah. And they put a little poll, like, should dad take daughter to women's room? And you can click, yes or no.
Right.
And it was 90% say, yeah, no problem. That's the right spot. Dad's in the women's room.
I mean, if you announce yourself, there shouldn't be a problem. So when I was growing up, I've got two brothers, and my brothers utterly refused to go to the women's restroom. Period. End of story. They would not go. They would rather tinkle in their pants than go into the ladies' room. So my mom used to have to take them into the men's room.
Really?
So,
never
yeah.
A woman in the men's room.
Well,
Haley is in Marietta. Hey, Haley.
This just happened last weekend. So I was at that, the Home Goods TJ Maxx Plaza in East Cobb.
Yeah, got that's it. My TJ Maxx.
Oh, nice.
Well, I'm there with my boys. I have twins. And, when you have twins, when you have kids, has to go to the bathroom, they all do.
Especially so. Twins, they're on the same wavelength, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've gotten to know just get them done at the same time.
So then,
whether one has to go or not, the other, I make them both go.
So, Haley, if you but have anyway, boys, do you take them into the women's room or do you try and take them in the men's room?
No, normally I take them in the women's room, but this particular story, I did take them into the men's room. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you know this about twin boys, but they never want to wait their turn. They want to pee together. Like it's a contest or something, who could pee the longest.
Don't cross the streams, though. That's dangerous.
Who can pee the loudest.
Oh, my. Right.
So there's a line going out the women's restroom, and I bring him into the men's room, and there's no line there. And I bring him into a stall, and at this point, they're, really into this almost if it's a contest, They're arguing about, who's winning this contest, and they're refusing to leave the bathroom until I announce a winner. And this is going on. Yeah, this is going on for what feels like 20 minutes.
Jeez.
All of a sudden, guys, I hear a voice from the couple stalls down. It's a man's voice, and he goes, "The kid closest to me is the clear winner." Oh my God, you cannot make this up.
404-741-0985. Do you go in the gender of the adult or do you go in the bathroom with the gender of the child if they're different? Tad, Drex, and Kara, we're talking about when kids have to go to the potty. What bathroom do you go in? Unless, if you're a guy and you've got a son, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're a guy and you have a daughter, are you supposed to go into the men's room with your daughter or are you supposed to go in the women's room with your daughter?
I didn't even know that this was a debate. I always thought you went into, Tatum, on your side, you go into the bathroom of the parent of the gender.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anne-Marie, you agree with that?
Up to a certain age, though.
Has it ever been an issue?
Never. We're very careful about bathrooms and children and especially public ones.
Yeah, you got a water bottle in the car, right?
That's right.
Dude. I mean, my wife has let Yeti cups go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't ever have a drink of anything in my house. Okay. 404-741-0985. Kara.
What happens when that kid refuses to go into that bathroom? Like when I was growing up, my brothers would not go into the ladies' room. They absolutely refused. So my mom used to have to take him into the men's room.
I've never seen it happen. I've never seen a woman in the men's room, unless I'm at a concert and the line is too long for the women's room, and then it's a free-for-all, and they basically take over our territory, Drex.
Which is pretty normal.
Yeah. Angela and Ellenwood?
Well, I've had fathers to ask me if I would take their daughter into the restroom.
Oh, that's a good move.
Oh, yeah. No, asking a stranger,
here,
would you
take my child
to the bathroom?
Doors,
I'm going to do it now because my daughter's old enough. She can go to the restroom by herself in public spaces, but I'll stand outside the women's room looking like a creeper. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, if it's been a while, I'll ask a woman walking in. I'm like, hey, my 8-year-old's in there. Can you just check on her? And they're like, you seem weird. I don't know.
Seems like the beginning of a great prank, doesn't it?
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Hey, Anne-Marie and Cumming.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you hear the good news? If you are smarter than Kara, you not only get $100, but you also get the new kids tickets.
That's exactly what I'm here for.
Right. So why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
See you later, Kara.
I'm out of here, Anne-Marie. Good luck.
Let you know that we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. So I'm going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question one, Billie Eilish debuted her new Nike sneakers, complete with 5 Velcro straps yesterday. What's the Nike logo called?
Swoosh.
Number two, Bruce Springsteen sold his music catalog to Sony Records for $500 million. What's Bruce's nickname?
No clue.
Bruce Springsteen, also known as the...
I don't have that one.
Number three, a new setting. We'll let users decide who can access their iCloud if they pass away suddenly. Ooh, how dark. What company owns the iCloud?
Apple.
Number four, Mason Disick texted his aunt to tell her that his 8-year-old cousin shouldn't go live on TikTok without supervision. Who's Mason Disick's aunt?
What's that again? His
aunt.
His aunt, yeah.
His aunt. It's a Kardashian. So Kim is an aunt. Okay. Chloe is an aunt.
Pick one.
Courtney's the mama.
Which one has the 8-year-old?
Oh, Kim. Kim okay. has an 8-year-old.
Hey, how do you spell aunt?
A-U-N-T.
No one says aunt, Tad.
What?
No one says aunt.
Number five. Apple TV released a short Ted Lasso holiday film where Ted's mustache goes missing. Ted is the coach of the fictitious English soccer team named the Richmond what?
No idea, but I'm going to just say something. So, Bears.
The Bears. Bring Kara back in.
All right, Anne-Marie incoming. You did okay this morning. Questions are tough. We'll see what happens.
It's all on, right. Marie.
Yeah.
All right, Kara, are you ready for the same questions?
I think so.
Number one, Billie Eilish debuted her new Nike sneakers, complete with 5 Velcro straps yesterday. What's the Nike logo called?
The Jumpman or the check? The check is the Nike. The Air Jordan okay, is the Jumpman.
What's the check called?
The check is the swoosh.
Okay, that's what Anne-Marie said. It's 1-1.
I wouldn't give her that Jeez. One. Number two, Bruce Springsteen sold his music catalog to Sony Records for $500 million. What's Bruce's nickname?
The Boss.
Yeah, Anne-Marie, that's what we were looking for. It's 2-1.
We'll call him the Boss now.
Yeah,
that
right.
Kind of jack. Number three, new setting. Let users decide who can access their iCloud if they pass away suddenly. What company owns the iCloud?
Apple.
That's what Anne-Marie said. 3-2.
Number four, Mason Disick texted his aunt to tell her that his 8-year-old cousin shouldn't go live on TikTok without supervision. Who's Mason's aunt?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's what Anne-Marie said. But Kara's up 4-3.
Finally, number five, Apple TV released a short Ted Lasso holiday film where Ted's mustache goes missing. Ted is the coach of the fictitious English soccer team named the Richmond...
Greyhounds.
Anne-Marie said Bears. Greyhounds is the right answer. All right, clean sweep this morning, 5-3. Anne-Marie and Covington are coming. Excuse me. Are you smarter than Kara?
Not this morning. Great job, Kara.
Thank you.
On the wrong side of town there. Sorry. Kara, your new record, 1,178 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Anne-Marie.
No worries.
No cash, but you do get the tickets to the mixtape tour, New Kids, Salt and Peppa, and Vogue, Rick Astley, State Farm Arena, July 7th. Tickets on sale now, Ticketmaster.com.
My 80s baby dream come true.
You know why you don't leave fruit out on the counter during the summer? Because you have a problem with aunts.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Clouds today with a high of 65. It's going to be 70 tomorrow. It's 52 in Midtown. Hawks beat the Orlando Magic 111-99 last night. What's going on, Kara?
For most of us, seeing blue lights flashing behind your car is not a welcome sight. But one Metro Police Department is spreading a little Christmas cheer and keeping the road safe. Officers in Fairburn have some pretty fun videos of them pulling over minor traffic offenders. And instead of writing them a ticket, they give them a Chick-fil-A gift card. Now, this is the fourth year in a row they've done this. And the elation and relief on some of these drivers' faces will bring a tear to your eye. I was like both crying and laughing at the same time.
You have to break the law to get pulled over to get the Chick-fil-A card. Is that correct?
Yeah. Like these are minor offenses. These are not stopping at the stop sign. These are like having a tag, like a tail light out.
Speeding in a school zone.
So not everybody will be so lucky. Serious crimes and speeders are going to be treated treated with business as usual. You get no gift card. You still get your ticket.
But what I'm never mind.
It's all the stuff that you get pulled over for, Tad.
Exactly.
You would get a Chick-fil-A gift card. So go down there. Go
so
down.
Just go just be myself or try.
No,
I think I think you should stay away from Fairburn. How about that? Now, you know how they say that sometimes pets resemble their owners?
Mm-hmm.
If people tell you all the time that you and your furry friend look alike, it could actually score you $1,000. Shane Company's Pet Doppelganger Contest is looking for the last few entries to be in the running for that cash. So to enter, you just got to take a side-by-side pic of you and your pooch or whatever pet you got that you look like and submit to them by this Friday. You just have to Google Shane Co. Pet Doppelganger Contest for the details.
My dog, Shaggy, doesn't bathe that often, has terrible breath so bad we call him Benito Flakes. He's just like me.
Do you lick other people's legs too?
Oh, gosh. So have you guys seen this mess with Ben Affleck this week?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. He is under fire right now for basically throwing his ex-wife, America's sweetheart, Jennifer Gardner, way under the bus. He was doing an interview with Howard Stern and basically said he felt trapped in his marriage to her, and that's what led him to being an alcoholic, and he'd probably still be drinking if they were still married.
My God. Okay.
So now he's trying to backtrack and clean up his messiness. So last night on Jimmy Kimmel, he tried to explain himself a little.
I had gone on and said, like, how much we respect each other and cared about each other and cared about our kids and put them first and went through our stuff. And he said that I had blamed my ex-wife for my alcoholism and that I was trapped in this marriage. Like, just made me out to be, like, the worst, most insensitive, stupid, awful guy.
But did he say that? Did he verbatim his words?
He did say those things, but now he's claiming that it was taken out of context and they didn't put out all of the nice things that he had said about her and their marriage and their family and... I don't know.
Did that sound like Ben Affleck to you? Listening to that, he sounds like maybe...
There's something going on there, yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe we've just heard him drunk so long that when we hear him sober, we're like, what is that?
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Sandy, you recommended a babysitter for your daughter to watch your grandkids. Do I have this all right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
My daughter Olivia had gotten a divorce last year, and she recently had gone back to work full time and really had been desperate to find someone to babysit her two small kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel terrible for not being able to help out more, but I'm also working full time.
Okay.
That's anyway, hard. I thought that my friend Helen would be a perfect fit for the job. She's the sweetest lady. She loves children, but never had any of her own.
Right.
And she's been really super lonely since retiring last year. So she had plenty of extra time on her hands.
That sounds
and
perfect.
When I mentioned
right.
her,
possible store.
Is
yeah.
she available on the weekends?
Yeah, exactly. And I mentioned to her about Olivia's situation, and she offered to watch my daughter's kids for free.
Oh, my
what?
Gosh.
For free?
Yes.
Are you serious? I mean, that's huge.
Everything was going wonderfully, or so I thought, until a few days ago. Helen called and said that she wasn't going to be able to watch the kids anymore.
Okay.
And I knew my daughter was going to be devastated because, I mean, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
Where's she going to find someone this last minute with everything going on?
Yeah. Right.
So I called Olivia, and she hung up on me.
Your daughter is mad at you?
Yeah, what did you do?
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I think she's mad because she has to start from scratch.
But Helen didn't work out, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, she's the sweetest lady. And even when I call my daughter's phone right now, she's sending me straight to voicemail. So
was Helen acting weird when she said that she couldn't do it anymore? Or was she fine?
She seemed fine. I didn't really get an explanation. She just said that she couldn't do it anymore. And I thought something came up or...
Yeah, I mean, something definitely came
up. I have no idea
up.
What's going on.
There's more to this story because you don't like... Yeah. If someone's going to babysit your kids for free, you do everything
you do
possible.
Whatever, yeah.
I'd move Helen into the basement.
Well, your daughter won't answer when you call, but she'll probably answer when we call. And we'll try to get her on the phone and talk to her next and see if we can get her to forgive you for whatever it is that you did wrong.
Oh, please. That would be wonderful.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Sandy's daughter Olivia is a single mom with childcare issues, so Sandy recommended her friend Helen for the job, especially since Helen agreed to watch the kids for free, Well, 2 months went by, and this week Helen just called Sandy and said, yeah, I had to quit the job, and now Sandy's daughter's not talking to her, not picking up the phone. So we're going to try to get Olivia on the phone. Sandy, sit tight. Let us talk to her for a moment.
Hello?
Morning. Is this Olivia?
It is.
Hi, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you doing?
Hey. Did I win something?
Yep. Well, we did hear that your babysitter quit. Is that correct?
No. I fired her.
You fired your babysitter? Why?
She was crazy.
What did she do to get fired?
The short of it is she told my kids she was their mom.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. I got to understand this. Your kid's babysitter told your kids that she was their mom, not you.
Yes.
What?
So my oldest is 4, and last week she came to me and she asked me if I was her real mommy. I said, of course I'm your real mommy.
Right.
Get out of her was that Mrs. Helen told her I was the moneymaker, but she was the real mom.
What in the world?
I lost it. I mean, I have enough guilt about leaving my kids to go to work as it is.
Where did you find this lady?
My meddling mother. She's always up in everybody's business, and Helen is one of her neighbors. And basically, my mom forced me to hire her because she offered to help me out for free.
Right. Good deal.
But, like, you get what you pay for, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, before you say any more, Olivia, we want to let you know that your mom is actually on the phone with us. She called to ask our help in asking your forgiveness for recommending Helen in the first place.
I'm a meddler now. I just got you 2 months of free childcare, but I'm a meddler? You're taking the word of a 4-year-old?
I sure am. I would take her word over yours any day.
Oh,
gosh. Hold, ladies, there's a lot of stuff being thrown around here that I don't know if you can take back. And Olivia, it really isn't your mom's fault. She just made a recommendation. She didn't say the rude things that Helen said.
Thank you.
None of this makes sense. I kind of want to talk to this Helen and find out what's going on with her. Like you said that she was a single lady, hasn't never had kids of her own.
Correct.
So I think that's the real villain here, if that's what she did.
I can't even imagine that she would say something like that.
This will give you a little indication, Sandy. The fact that Helen was fired, but Helen told you that she had quit, tells you that she knows that she did something wrong. But certainly, Olivia, your mom was only trying to help when she hired this babysitter for you. Didn't even hire her, got somebody to watch your kids for free. So
2 months.
Olivia, will you forgive your mom for recommending Helen for this gig?
I will forgive her. I'm not really going to take her advice going forward, but yeah.
Guys, it's very close to the holidays right now. Yeah. Are you guys going to be together for Christmas? Are you going to take her phone calls, Olivia?
Sure.
Oh, that sounded like a sure that I get from my wife sometimes. Can I go play golf? Sure.
Olivia, tell your kids that Uncle Drex will be coming over next to take over.
I'll definitely be their new daddy.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.